B-Pod Studios.
Simmons down there, that clogs up the lane.
Yeah.
So you need, that's...
It screws up your space.
When you see Joel Embiid at the top of the key, a lot of the times you see somebody else down low, whether it was Tobias Harris at points or Ben Simmons when he goes down to post up. You rarely see both of them down there at the same time.
Would you be more in favor of Jrue Holiday than Tobias? For all the reasons Will just said?
No. And I only say that because of what Danny Green said.
Mm-hmm.
And
the length.
The length and the size.
Yeah,
and
it's a matchup issue for everybody.
Jrue Holiday can shoot and handle the ball. Tobias Harris might not be able to handle the ball as well, but he can shoot and he can grab you boards. And when Danny Green says himself that they were more concerned playing the Sixers than they were the Bucks, who they faced in the Eastern Conference Finals, that's saying something.
Yeah, and the length part of that matchup that makes it so difficult because they're so long. Well, you got to see, too. You know, the one concern, though, is that Tobias would just kind of disappear. I mean, he was Tobias the friendly ghost on a number of occasions. He'd just disappear.
Yeah.
When he wasn't, it's not a primary option. You could see him, there were times when you just go, is he even playing?
I'm also intrigued to see what a full offseason.
That's the thing.
Like, they're not going to be playing in the summer league, but preseason, all of them together, actually having a plan. Knowing that they're going to be playing together, I wonder how much that changes things.
Yeah, no, you're right. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. And we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat. Hope you hit the Bring the Heat line at 610-771-9751. You leave your messages there. And we play the best of the best on Bring the Heat. Let's see what we got today.
Yeah, I'm just really concerned that, you know, they're not going to roll it back. And, it's just really, really scaring me that they're just not going to roll it back. So when it comes time and they tell us, you know, we're going to roll this back, you know, you better roll it back. You know, you better.
What does he mean?
I don't get it.
Is he
trying to be funny?
Yeah. I don't know. The Sixers haven't commented on running it back at all.
I don't understand humor, so I don't know if that was supposed to be funny or not.
Well, if it was.
That wasn't funny.
I didn't think that was funny.
Was it an attempt at humor, though, Pat?
Yeah, I think he was making fun of the run it back, but you screwed up.
He's called it roll it back.
Yeah. Just roll back the never call it again.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's sound advice out of you, Pat. Good job, Patrick. It's nice.
The Flyers keep trading for manure. The fall's going to be a ghost town down at the barn. Guess what? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
See, is that the okay guy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. They keep trading for manure because he has no idea who they're trading for. I'm not saying that any of the trades have been great, but he doesn't. He wouldn't know Justin Braun from Ryan Braun from Lloyd Braun. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He goes, Justin Braun, he's 32, okay? I know a lot of people don't know who Justin Braun is, didn't see him play a lot, because he's on the West Coast, and look, he's not a bad player. It's just you look at the age of 32, and you go, they gave up a second and a third to get him. Why are you giving up? Why are you making your team older? Well, when it comes to defense, you do want veteran experience. He's a good defender, but to me, this is all prelude. Because you've now acquired two defensemen with Braun. You made the other deal last week. I think the Kevin Hayes thing is going to be done any minute now. I think that's about the Flyers will get a deal done with Kevin Hayes. And, you know, you have Niskanen now and Braun. And it tells me that a young defender's probably going to be shipped out of here. So we'll see who that is. I don't think it's going to be Provorov for Sanheim. I don't believe so, Andrew.
Process of elimination.
Well, it ain't gonna be Phil Myers. It's next.
Jason, the Rangers traded for Jacob Trouba, a very good defenseman. It wasn't even that big of a package. The Flyers could have got him. The Flyers are doing nothing again.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right in this regard. They could have given up a package to get Trouba that was better than that one a Pionk in the 20th pick. But if you're not going to be able to sign him to an extension, why do you give anything up? The Rangers don't know that they're going to sign him yet. I thought he wanted to get to free agency and go to Detroit. You got to be careful. You're going to sign a rental and give up a first-round pick and a player? If you don't think you can re-sign him, no, you're not going to. This troop has been a problem his entire career about extending. Now, Pat, what do you think of that? The Ranger.
I think New York is a market that you don't say no to.
Yeah, I think that's one of those ones where, because it's New York and it's the Garden, that there's a chance that he could sign there.
He's also best friends.
I think he made it clear. He's
best friends with Brady Shea, one of their defensemen.
Yeah.
So, and they've had him targeted for a while. I don't think they would have traded for him if they didn't know that they could probably re-sign him.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the Kevin Hayes situation.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Phillies pitching staff was very good last year. So was Aaron Nola. You know why? Because of Rick Kraditz. He leaves and goes to Atlanta. What's Atlanta doing in first place? Okay.
Is that the hat trick? Is this the okay guy line today?
Is that three in a row?
Is this the bring the heat line or the okay guy line?
Hey, this is on me. This is on me.
It was only three okay guys in a row. Does he always call with that many calls? Like he has a pitch about every sport?
Yes. It's either, well, normally, Andrew will back me up on this. Normally, it's the Darien line.
Oh, no, it's always the Darien line, but come on now. The okay guy line three times today?
Yeah.
And let's go.
And all three calls, I didn't need to hear. What's next from the okay guy? So he hit the Sixers, he hit the Flyers, and he hit the Phillies. So the okay guy coming up right now.
Well, he already gave an Eagles chant.
Oh,
but he might be upset with the $10 tickets for opening practice.
Philadelphia Fusion coming up next.
Oh, good.
Listen, I don't like to be an okay guy, but this entire Velasquez, Irvin, whatever that thing is that they put together on, what was it, Friday night, is a disgrace. Okay.
Does that count? Is that three and a half now?
Yeah, it is. It's a guy imitating the okay guy. It was Sunday, right?
Yes.
That is not Friday. But, yeah, it is a disgrace. The fact that you're a team and you're taking on the Braves, the team you're competing with for the top spot. You just lost the top spot in the National League East, too. And that's what you roll out on Sunday in the rubber match. When you're lucky, it was even a rubber match after Saturday night. And that's what you roll out there? Velasquez? I sound like an okay guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Velasquez, okay. And you let him know like 10 hours before?
Yeah, that was another problem.
And you moved him to the bullpen?
Because that game two didn't end until late. Because the Phillies made the comeback. It was an 8-7 ball game. So it didn't end until late. So you probably gave Velasquez like a 13, 14-hour heads up that he was going to be pitching that night.
Velasquez, I need to see you in my office. I just wanted you to know there's a good chance you'll be starting.
Opening.
So stretch out.
Opening.
Yeah, you'll be the opener. So stretch out that arm, big fella.
See, I said yesterday during middays and also during the baseball show, I took joy out of that Sunday loss because that now finally opens the eyes to Gabe in the front office that Vince Velasquez, Jared Eichhoff, or Cole Irvin aren't good enough. And all three of those guys pitched. And the best pitcher that day was Sean Rodriguez.
And it was none of those guys. Well, we'll see if those guys even have a role in this team, especially Velasquez. He stinks out of the pen. He stinks as a starter. I mean, what's the deal here? Is it time to just cut bait?
He actually has worse numbers out of the bullpen than as a starter this season.
That's hard to believe.
Which is harder to believe because we were all pushing for the same thing, get him out of the rotation. Now, I'm not saying he was a good starter.
Yeah.
Because his ERA may have been lower, but he was only giving you 4 or 5 innings anyway. So, really, what's the point of Vince Velasquez? Maybe it is just cut bait. Or maybe it is, like, what are you going to get in return for Vince Velasquez? Yeah. You're not going to get much.
Not gonna get anything.
Unless you fool another team into thinking, oh, well, he does have the stuff. He just needs to learn how to figure it out.
Yeah, that general manager on the other side's got to be an idiot then. All right, that's Bring the Heat. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. And it's all brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-632-0975. Dan and Perkins, he's on the Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
Good. So I have a question, and I was curious what you guys thought about it. So if we do sign Jimmy, you know, do whatever it takes to sign Jimmy,
what free agents are you targeting? You know, if Harris leaves, do you go after like a Nikola Mirotic or maybe a Harrison Barnes or something? Somebody that can definitely space the floor, but is also good for ball movement purposes, and also like a D'Angelo Russell to back up, not back up, but, you know, be the two.
Well, Mirotic was a guy that was talked about at the deadline. I'm trying to bring up, his contract situation. Do you know what his contract is, Andrew?
Who, Mirotic?
Mirotic, yeah.
No, he's a free agent at the end of the day.
Yeah, he's a what I thought. Yeah, he's a free agent. He's unrestricted free agent. That's a direction you can go if you don't bring Tobias back.
Yeah, because I just think that
it's only 28.
Tobias is probably gone. You know, I think Elton Brand's a smart enough GM to where, you know, obviously I'm sure he's going to want the max contract, but his numbers just have not earned that money. And especially with a depleted bench like we have, you know, every you know, cent counts when we're trying to get other free agents and whatnot to, you know, restructure our roster.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How this is going to play out. So do you believe, Dan, that the Sixers go the Supermax with Jimmy and he comes back?
Yes, I believe that that's going to happen.
And you're fine with that move?
I am. Because right now we're playing for right now. You know, down the line, it might, you know, potentially screw us over a little bit.
No, it probably will.
If Jimmy's not playing that hot a couple of years down the road. But just like Toronto did for this season, like, we've got to play for these next few years. Because you never know. I mean, Embiid's continuously been having problems with staying on the court. So how long, you know, that doesn't normally get better with age. So, you know, and Ben, we need him to develop right now while Embiid is still, you know, one of the best players in the game.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's why I think it's worth it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Danny. I mean, Andrew, you and I talked about this earlier. What Toronto did is they may be sacrificing the next 6 to 8 years for that that parade they had yesterday.
Yeah, when you were out last week, it was the day after they won, and Anthony and I posed the question, would you give, and we took all the names out of it. We took, because Ben Simmons was the guy that would have been in that trade for Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
But my argument was, well, at least you still have Joel Embiid, even if Kawhi leaves. But so we took the names out of it. All we said was, would you give up 10 years if it meant one championship? And I said yes, because in the end, the ultimate goal of the process was, yes, being competitive for many years, but was to at least win one championship. That was one of the goals that we went through this process for.
Yeah, I thought the idea of it was to be a contender for a prolonged period of time.
Yes, but eventually you want to win a championship.
Like, yeah, that's the way you judge it ultimately.
Even if you're the Eagles went to how many straight NFC championship games?
4 and went to 5, including 08.
And weren't you upset every single year when they didn't get to the Super Bowl? And weren't you upset when they didn't win the Super Bowl because they could have done a little bit more to win?
Well, that makes the era of Eagles football, that era of teams that rose up together, went to the championship games, got to the one Super Bowl, that's what ultimately makes it not a success, because they didn't win a championship.
But if they won one, you would have been okay with it.
Yeah. I look at the Phillies from 07 to 11. They won one. It was a success because they won one, but they should have won more.
Right.
They should have won another World
Series. Now look at the Buffalo
Bills. But it wasn't a failure because they did win one.
The Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls. They didn't win one of them. How much is the legacy different if you look back at it and they said, well, they won one of those 4?
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Well, look at the Braves.
Yeah.
They won all those division
13
titles.
13 straight division titles.
Yeah, and they won one World Series with that core.
So that's why when we bring up that debate, I actually say, yes, I will give up 10 years if it means I win one championship.
Because there's no guarantee of anything.
And ultimately, I won a championship, and that was the goal. The Raptors did everything they could to win a championship, and one of my other things was,
fired their coach, who was the coach of the year.
Yes.
Dwayne Casey.
Do you think 5 years from now, a Toronto fan, let's say Kawhi goes to L.A., do you think 5 years from now, let's say Toronto makes the playoffs each year, but they're a 7-8 seed, maybe they miss 1 year, do you think they're going to look back and go, that wasn't worth it? No, because they won a championship.
Yeah.
And they're going to remember the parade and the parties and all that stuff.
Well, it depends, though, because when you have a team like Golden State that was there and won multiple championships, it's hard to go side-by-side comparison one for 4 out of 6 years or whatever it might be.
Yeah, but they're in a different situation.
Like, yeah.
The Raptors,
The Raptors, they weren't trending in that direction
anyway. They weren't going to win if Kawhi wasn't here.
Exactly.
So, now the Sixers could win with Simmons and Embiid. Like, they could win with those two guys and whoever the third and fourth piece is. So, maybe if you tell me that it's Simmons or Embiid that goes, then I'm not going to do it. But...
All right, so would you do it in this offseason to make a trade for a player like Kawhi and so lose I would a trade, guy like Ben?
I would trade Ben for Kawhi for 1 year of Kawhi. I would still have Joel Embiid. I probably wouldn't do it. Because I think that ultimately Embiid and Simmons together win two championships.
So that's the sum of the parts eventually get it done anyway.
Right, but if we took the names out of it, as Anthony and I did last week, I said yes, I would do it because if you're looking at the Raptors, they weren't trending to a championship with DeRozan and Lowry.
Imagine if the Sixers did that, though. They go through the process and they trade away a guy like Ben and they have Kawhi and Embiid, and then Kawhi, they do win the championship, but then you go right back to needing to do a process all over again.
Well, you would still have Embiid.
Yeah.
So it's not a total process because you would still have Joel Embiid, but then maybe you're moving him to try to get more pieces back. Like, that could be something that would have
happened.
You're
moving him to the Lakers to get that Anthony Davis return. And in essence, you're starting from scratch again.
That's only if they think they couldn't build around Joel Embiid, which they can.
But the other consideration is the health of Embiid and how long that's going to last. If Embiid's going to be a guy who's going to play four more years in a total of six or seven NBA seasons, or he's going to be a guy that's going to play 10, maybe 11, which I don't know, is more likely the six, seven more likely than 10 to 12? Yeah, is probably more likely. Let's go to Will in Brookhaven on the Fanatic. Hey, Will.
Hold on, guys. I got you. Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, with the 24th pick that we have for Sixers, is it possible we could, like, maybe trade back or do a swap of draft?
With,
off another?
With the Sixers?
Yeah.
You want to trade back? They're already not high in the draft.
No. I mean, trade back maybe with Cleveland or the Nets and get maybe Kevin Love from Cleveland. And maybe something, like, you know, take a, not say his contract is bad, but take his contract and maybe get an extra pick in the future. Or the Brooklyn Nets trade back with them and get an extra pick in the second round. Get that 31st pick in the second round.
I don't know if the Brooklyn Nets are going to deal with you, but a team like Cleveland might deal with you.
Yeah. I mean, because if we don't, like, say we bring back Jimmy, but don't bring back Tobias, I mean, I wouldn't mind having Kevin Love on this team. If we trade it back with Cleveland.
Now, did Kevin Love pick up his contract? He's got the new deal kicking in, right?
Yeah, he got the new deal. But I don't know how much it's worth, though.
Well, it's going to be worth $25 to $30 million, I would imagine, per season, right?
Yeah, but still, I mean, you paying Tobias Harris almost that same amount.
Well, right? Are you better off with Tobias Harris or are you better off with Kevin Love?
Same, but if we don't re-sign Tobias, I'm talking about maybe going after Kevin in a trade.
Yeah, he signed an extension through the 2022-2023 season.
5 year worth $113 million.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing some of the deals some of these players get. It's incredible. That's where the NBA is a little bizarre to me. You got some guys making max contracts, getting paid the same as guys that are head and shoulders better than them. But they pay them the max because they can, and that's how you keep them. And that's what the Sixers will be doing. Is Jimmy Butler a super max player?
We need him. I mean,
so there you go. So you got to pay him the super max to keep him.
Yeah, but Kevin Love ain't going to the playoffs no time. I mean, like, yeah, you bring him here, he's in the playoffs. So he'd rather take the money and just not make the playoffs no more in Cleveland.
I mean, that could be it.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in case we don't sign Tobias.
Well, you got to see how it plays out, Will, and you got to see what kind of money they got, and you got to also figure they got to fill out the rest of this roster too.
Right. So on July 24th of 2018, Kevin Love signed a 4-year, $120 million contract extension.
Yeah.
$120 million. So you'd have to pick that up. And
he's 29 right now?
He is 30 years old.
So he already turned 30. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing that.
Like, Kevin Love would be a nice fit. Remember, we talked about it last year during the season before he did that extension. Mm-hmm. We talked about that and how that would actually make sense. But at this point, are you really going to give him that much money? No. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, he got the 4-year max. Why would Cleveland do that, given the position that they're in right now? You know,
that's a good question.
I mean, that's a team that's got to totally rebuild. I mean, what do they have in Cleveland? since LeBron left?
Nothing.
Kevin Love. Pretty much it.
And he was hurt.
So, yeah, well, that's the other part of it, too, is how healthy can he stay? Like, what, you know, how many games did he play in the last couple of seasons? He's a guy that suffered through some significant injuries. Let me see. Last year, Kevin Love for the Cavs, he played 22 games. 59 the year before that, 60, then 77, 75, and 77. So he's dealing with injuries, too. So that's not a deal. You can't bring in another guy on a max deal here that's not going to be able to play.
Right.
And I don't even know if they can trade for a max deal if they sign Jimmy to a supermax. You got to sign your own guy. So they'd have to sign Tobias. I don't even know if they could fit that.
Let's just say no to Kevin Love.
Yeah.
Let's say that there's guys that are available out there that could do things that Kevin Love does. Other guys. Not just Tobias Harris.
Mm.
Like you could. There are a lot of free agents out there that are available that aren't going to need a max contract. Trevor Ariza is not going to get a max contract. Now, I don't know if I'm just saying Trevor Ariza because it's the first name. I'm looking at the 2019 NBA free agents. But there's a bunch of guys out there that are available that you can build around the guys that you have, your core. You have to do it anyway.
Yeah, you're going to have to do it.
So why trade things when you should just start signing the guys that are available right now?
Yeah, plus what are you going to the pick, is that going to get, you know, your first round pick? And Zaire, is that going to get you Kevin Love? Probably not.
It could.
Well, the thing is, too, is I don't want to trade for a guy.
You take up his contract, yeah, which maybe Cleveland wants.
I don't want to trade for a guy that's injury prone like that.
I'm not trading for
Kevin
Love.
Enough of the injuries.
I'm not trading for Kevin Love.
610-632-0975. Sorry, so we've established that. We're not trading for Kevin Love. So we're good there.
No.
Real quick, looking at the series, now, the Phillies have four against the Nationals, the doubleheader, the twilight doubleheader tomorrow. How does this play out tonight? Any change in your opinion? Arrieta, Corbin tonight?
It depends. That lineup that they were going to throw out there yesterday.
See if the line changed too, by the way.
That lineup, so the lineup that they had yesterday, they're 5 through 9 hitters because Jake Arrieta had been batting 9. They had Sean Rodriguez batting 5th. They had Roman Quinn batting 6th. Cesar was batting 7th. And Andrew Knapp, who's my least favorite Philly of all time, was batting 8th.
Wow.
So if you try to throw out that lineup again, not good. And one of the things that's concerning, I looked up Corbin's splits this season, and Corbin's been pitching terribly over his last 3 starts.
Yeah.
Those were all on the road, and at home this year, he's been pretty dominant.
Yeah.
So I think he's 3-1 with an ERA just over 2. So I don't like the odds for tonight.
So you throw away his last 3 starts and that ERA of over 11.
Yes.
Washington minus 154 tonight now. Phillies plus 144.
And I haven't seen any updates on JT Realmuto. Like, I haven't seen anything. I've been checking over and over again, and I haven't seen...
No status update on...
No, he's not on the injured list or anything, but... You know, that he took a shot to the junk. Who knows how long he's going to be out.
Yeah.
There was a player on the Mariners not too long ago that had to get surgery because the same thing happened. He fouled off a pitch. Yep.
Eef. You never want to hear that.
No.
610-63.
The term ruptured testicle, which is what the injury list is. No. You don't want to hear that.
610-632-0975. We're all sitting on one butt cheek right now after you said that. Thank you, Andrew. We'll get back to the phones coming up. Some open lines right now if you want to jump in. 610-632-0975. This is the Midday Show. Anthony out today. Andrew sitting in. We're back right after this right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchewicz. Anthony Gargano out today. Filling in for Anthony with Jason Martinez. 1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud, Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
Did he just leave?
No, he's here. He's just, he's busy.
Probably that bladder of his.
We're not going to tell people that he disappeared.
He's got the bladder of a fool.
Pat, I was trying to stick up for my man, and now you're telling people that he left.
Oh, come on. The amount of stuff he does to me.
The secret's out.
He's got a bladder of a three-year-old.
Yeah, you're right.
This guy, this Martinez guy.
Secret's out. Anyways, 610-632-0975. Thanks a lot, Pat. Getting into some Sixers conversation, Eagles talk as well. And one of the big topics of conversation regarding the Eagles is the open practice. And a lot of people are upset now that they are charging $10 a ticket. And I'm happy because it's going toward a good cause. And I see a lot of people responding on Twitter saying that, well, you have to understand that there's a lot of people that might not be able to afford the $10. And I get it. I totally understand. But at least it's going toward a good cause, and it's not going 50% toward the Eagles' pockets. Correct, Jason?
Well, it's not revenue.
Thanks for joining us, by the way. I try being a foxhole guy, acting like you didn't disappear, and then you, Mr. Reed, in there.
I was talking to the boss back there, and I lost track of time.
Don't worry. I did the 1 o'clock sponsor. I killed some time
good job.
For you.
I'm fine with it, too. Like, I get why people, anytime you start charging for something that was free, people get up in arms about it. Because everybody, what does everybody love? They love free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the moment you charge for something that was free, people go, dude, it wasn't in my budget. You know what I mean? Whether it's right. 10 bucks. And look, you look at it at 10 bucks, you go, okay, 10 bucks, it's only 10 bucks, not a big deal. But you don't go to that by yourself most of the time. And the reason for the event is to take kids. So if you got three or four kids, it's not 10 bucks, it's now 40 bucks. Plus, when you go, what do the kids want when they get there? They got to get something to eat.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream and all that stuff.
Yeah, now it's becoming an investment. It's still a lot cheaper than a game. And it's a great way to have your young kids experience Eagle football in a palatable way, in a safe environment that it fits and everything's good. It's not free, but look, you had it free for a while. It was good. Now you get charged for it. I get why some people are upset, but
I don't want to say 10 bucks is 10 bucks because a couple of years ago, I didn't want to spend things for $10.
Yeah.
I didn't.
And it's not just 10 bucks
because I didn't have the money to do other stuff. Yeah. So I get why there are people that are upset and that there's going to be a group of people that won't be able to go.
Yeah.
I totally understand that, but I'm trying to take...
Not to mention that there's only one of them instead of two.
And I'm trying to take some good from the bad. And that, okay, at least it is going to something. And autism is something that has affected my life. Like, I know people close to me that deal with that, whether it's a friend or a family member, you name it.
Yeah.
So I go, all right, this is a good cause.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've been involved with autism, the Eagle Autism Challenge, and they do great work. And look, I don't question their motive in trying to help out a charity and tying it to a charity. Why wasn't it tied to a charity before? Why was it free? Why is it not now? You can have all those questions. I get it. And I understand. But it's not going in their pocket. The money's not going in their pocket. But there are some people that are upset about it because even though it was free, it wasn't free because you still had to buy things when you were in there. And if you bring kids, you're going to buy stuff in there. You're going to buy the ice cream or something to eat or a souvenir and all that stuff, which is really why when it was free, it really wasn't. That's why they did it. They go down there and they knew they were going to sell a bunch of merchandise. Right. So they were going to still make money on it. And they're still going to make money on it now, even though the ticket portion isn't free anymore. They're going to make money on concessions and apparel and all that stuff.
By the way, parking is still free.
Yeah, parking is still free.
Parking is still free.
Yeah, which we know.
And I know some people.
Takes it after God to get free parking down there.
And I know that some people take public transportation. So it's still not going to be free. Mm. It's still going to cost the $3 to get down and back on the subway.
Yeah, or if you drive down, it's just the gas to get down there from a suburb or whatever. But look, not everything lasts forever. But it's going for a good cause. I hope that the people, most 98% of the people can still go. Especially the people that are going to bring kids. I think it is a good opportunity to bring young kids down there and expose them to Eagles football. It's cool just to be in the stadium, you know, whether it's a practice or a game. When you're a kid and you walk in that stadium that you see on TV, you go, oh my God, look how big it is. Crazy. How many people can fit in here? And it's packed and it's a great time. And there's NFL players on the field and they got all the stuff going on at the practice to entertain kids and do all that stuff. It's cool. It's a great environment. So I hope people can still go. I think most will, but there will be some people that because it's not a free And it is a paid ticketed event now that won't be able to go. And there's going to be other people that date's not going to work for them. And they could have used that other weekend date or the other date where they would do it. And that would have been more fitting for them. And they've cut it only down to one open practice now instead of two. And it's unfortunate, but it kind of is what it is. I don't see the malicious intent, I guess, is the way to put it from the Eagles. To me, that's an organization right now that gets it on just about every level. I can't think of an area that they don't get it, where they aren't good to their fans. Look, they went out again this offseason. They made bold moves to bolster the football team. I look at it really black and white. I look at it like, are you putting a good product on the field? Then you're doing your job. If you're not putting a good product on the field of play, on the court, on the diamond, on the ice, whatever it is, then that's where I have the issues. Put a good product on the field. I'll pay for it. As long as you put a good product out there, it's worth paying for.
Right.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Carlton in Mount Airy on the Fanatic. What's up, Carlton?
Hey, Jason, Andrew, how are y'all?
Great.
Hey, I think what the Eagles are doing are great. I know a lot of people, like, I paid for Carson Wentz's A1 Foundation ticket for the softball game, and it was a great event. It's going to charity.
Yep.
And I think what the Eagles are doing, the fact that unless you're in an autism situation, it doesn't really hit home for a lot of people. But at the end of the day, they always, like you said, you hit it right on the nose. The Eagles have always done great, especially with charity. So I love what they're doing. I think it's a great cause, and we know that it's going towards a great cause.
Yeah, and you're happy to contribute to the cause when you know it's going to a good cause.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. It makes you want to buy two tickets to somebody else. You know,
that's not a bad idea, Carlton. Maybe we'll do that for some of the less fortunate people on the program. We'll pay it forward, as they say.
Exactly. So I may do the same thing. You can hold me to it. You can hold me to it. So I had one more question for you guys and for Mr. Andrew Stavchunas. This one's for you. You're a Phillies guy. Now that we see that they didn't play yesterday, everything was postponed, would you have started Jake Arrieta against the Braves?
Well,
would you have saved him?
We wouldn't have known that there was going to be a rain out the next night.
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I kind of wanted to throw it out there. Obviously, we know that it was a rain out now. But
I would have started him in Atlanta anyway.
That same thing. I would have said the same thing. I think it would have benefited the Phillies a little bit better. Now, even though they even have a day off like yesterday, I think he should have started yesterday. I mean,
Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually very surprised. It didn't even come to me at first. I actually was talking to Tyrone Johnson about this. Tyrone brought up the fact that they had the day off in between the series between the Diamondbacks and the Braves. So Jake Arrieta would have been on 5 days rest and would have been able to pitch.
Yep.
I'm actually, now that I go back to think about it, he probably should have went up to Gabe and said, listen, dude, I need to pitch because this is a big game for us. Is that... Yeah. Jake Arrieta not being a team player? Did Gabe not even think about it? Like,
did they ask him and he said no?
Yeah, did the conversation even happen is a question.
I just think if he did, or even if Gabe came up to him and said, hey, can you pitch? And they won that game, it'll be a totally different conversation today.
Well, to me, that was the more important game, too. Because exactly. That's the team you're battling for the top spot, Carlton, right now. Thanks for the call. That's the team you're battling. So to me, that was the most important game.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm curious to see if there was a conversation between the two of them.
Yeah, we need to find that out.
Because if Jake said no, then you have a bigger problem.
Well, yeah.
You have a much bigger problem. Or if Gabe didn't think that it would matter, then that's another big problem. Mm-hmm. Because as you said, that's the bigger game. Game three, that rubber match against the Braves, a team that you're behind, is more important than game one against the Nationals.
Yeah, and using Velasquez as an opener.
But here's the thing, you would then have to use the opener in this game.
Yeah, but that's not the team that you're directly battling for the top
spot.
Right,
exactly.
With. So it's the importance of the opponent more than it is the grand scheme of things. Phil in Holland is on the Fanatic. What's up, Philly?
Hey, guys, I want to talk about the Eagles charging. I mean, it's not that big a deal, and people need to realize that times change.
Yep.
I mean, you can't give your girlfriend, your wife a kiss goodbye at the gate at an airport anymore because times change. I can recall going to Westchester, interacting with players. I met Jerome Brown, Reggie White, and that was great, but times change. You don't have the same access. There's security. There's everything.
Yeah.
And from a football perspective, they're not even the same players they were 20 years ago. They're That's all they do is football now.
Yeah, you're right. When they were at Westchester, you could carry Reggie White's helmet to the locker room from the field because there was very little security.
Exactly, and people respected that, but times changed. So mm-hmm. People got to realize if the Eagles have a chance to be good in the community or donating to charity or do something for free to spread a little goodwill. I think the Eagles spread plenty of goodwill throughout the community, totally throughout agree. The year, so they don't need to do another one.
Yeah, and I don't need to question. Right now, with the way they've conducted themselves as an organization and an entity in Philadelphia, Phil, I don't question their motivation. I really don't.
Exactly. You see, that's it. You're exactly right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Phil. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't question the way they conduct themselves business-wise right now. I don't question the way they conduct themselves charity-wise. They seem to push all the playgrounds that they build and everything else in this city. I know their heart's in the right place. And I know that they want to win. And I know that they put their money where their mouth is. And I know that they do everything they can since Chip Kelly's gotten his rear end out of here to do things the right way. And they've earned that equity with me.
Right. Maybe one of the things they could have done.
I mean, they're a gold franchise in this city, no doubt.
Maybe they should have still done the two open practices, and one of them was the $10 for charity.
Yeah, you can't do that, though.
Why not?
Then you flood the one, and then the other one's much under-attended.
No, I think people would still go.
They would go,
they
yeah.
They would still go.
But to me, if you're going to charge for both or charge for none.
Okay.
To me, that would be the... But again, I don't question their motivation in any way, shape, or form.
No, neither do I. And that's why I'm okay with it. And
it's a well-run organization.
I see the comments that people are making on Twitter. I get it that there are now people that will be probably turned away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it's going towards such a good thing.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. We'll get to Ryan in the Northeast. Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. It is the Midday Show. And it's right here on The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? Andrew Salchunas here. If you're getting engaged, you have to see Angelo and my friends at Family Company Jewelers. I got engaged last year. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary. It's actually on the day of FanFest. But I give all of the credit to Family and Company Jewelers. When I dropped down to propose, I know she didn't say yes to me, the mediocre looks that I'm rocking, or my awful attempts at humor. She said yes to the beautiful rose gold engagement ring that they helped pick out. I'm sure there's a lot of guys like me that don't really know what they're looking for when they go ring shopping, but things couldn't have been easier. I had no clue what I was looking for when I got there, but it was great. I showed them a picture of what she was looking for, and in minutes, they had five different rings in front of me. Once we got down to the ring, they even helped pick a wedding band to go along with it. Taking that next step in a relationship is a stressful time. Trust me, I just went through it. Don't make it harder for yourself by going to a jeweler who won't give you the attention you need. Visit their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and tell them Andrew from the Fanatic sent you. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. 5 The Fanatic.
All right, Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Let's get a Ryan in the Northeast on The Fanatic. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on? Good show today.
What's up, buddy?
You might have to cuss.
Thanks, man.
I want to got to make one thing clear that the Eagles aren't donating that money. The Eagles fans are donating that money.
Well, yeah, the Eagles are procuring the money, and then they will donate it.
Right, out of our pockets, which is, I mean, you know.
Well, they're also putting on an event so that you
that
can.
They always put on. That they always put on.
Okay, so do you have a problem with their motivation here, Ryan?
I think that 2 years from now, they'll keep the money. That's my guess, but I just think it's been a tradition.
Why do you guess that? That's a negative outlook.
That's how businesses work, right? You try it out, and if you can make more money, you make more money. Which whatever it is, what it is, I just you know I don't know. I don't think that you should. The Eagles aren't donating the money; they're taking the money that was a free event that they're now charging for and giving it away. So it's Eagles fans' money, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but if they're procuring the money, they're donating it.
I guess they're procuring my money and or your money. And,
well, then don't go.
I'm not going. That's not that big a deal, but it's just I think it should be free. It's always been free. Keep it free. If you want to charge, charge. If you want to donate
well,
money,
they are charged. They decided to charge, but they decided not to keep the money and make it a profit thing.
But don't put it under the it's, you know.
They're not putting it under the guise. They're saying it's not free anymore. We're now going to charge you, but we're going to take the profits of it, the proceeds, and we're going to donate them to charity.
Yeah, I would like, hopefully one of you guys will follow up to make sure to see what the numbers were brought in and what they gave. I would
so
like
you don't trust, okay, you get right down to it, Ryan. You don't trust the Eagles that they're going to do the right thing.
I don't know. I just would like to see it. That's all. I would like to see it.
In other words, you don't trust that they're going to do the right thing with the proceeds from the event.
Well, I don't understand why we're about the same age. You brought up Westchester. Me and my buddies, I know things have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, this stinks of Hoagie Gate to me. That's what it stinks of.
Okay, you realize the organization is far different now than it was back in 2001 or 2000 when Hoagie Gate was.
But I don't understand. I mean, listen, I'm not one of the problem with the Eagles, but I kind of have a problem. I don't have to like everything they do. I don't like this.
Okay.
I think they should do.
But you're questioning whether they're going to do the right thing with the money. And why have they given you any indication over the last decade that they're not?
Well, they will, but I think in 2 years they'll keep the money, is what I think.
Why do you think that?
Because the ticket prices always go up. They're always charging for everything more. Everything becomes more expensive.
Okay, jeez.
That's so short-sighted.
I feel like I'm getting beat in the head with a stick.
That's so short-sighted. Oh, 2 years from now, they're going to keep
that crap. A car costs more now than it did in 1960.
No, but he's saying that they're not going to give all that money to charity.
I hope Ryan never gets a raise. You know what I mean? Like a cost-of-living increase. Oh, my God.
The Eagles have honestly, they have said.
You can just sit in my ear, well, we don't.
The Eagles have said all of the proceeds are going toward charity.
Yes.
The only money that you're paying that is not going toward charity is the fee that goes to Ticketmaster.
Yes.
Not toward the Eagles' pocket.
Oh, my goodness.
That's short-sighted. By the way, I got to ask you something. I was talking to Mikey Miss. I'm sitting in Anthony's chair today. I got to do the things that Anthony does. Anthony talks to Mikey Miss before the show starts.
Okay, yeah, you got to go check in. Just the ring.
He made a comment about the T-shirt I'm wearing. I'm wearing my West Effort Legion shirt.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's an old shirt. I played in Legion ball in my junior year of high school, so that was almost 8 years ago.
So you got an old shirt.
So is it kudos to me that I can still fit in the shirt from 8 years ago, or does Mikey Miss have a point? I should maybe get some new T-shirts.
Well, you can get some new T-shirt, but that's got like a cool retro feel to it too. T-shirts are great because they break in even better. You know what I mean? Like I still have a T-shirt from the 1993 NLCS championship.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, no, it's so thin.
Now,
I can't wear it anymore.
Yeah, see, I'm still wearing it to work.
Yeah, well, I would if it would have held up a little better, but it didn't hold up.
Now, I'm also working in radio. You know, if I was doing the TV show, I probably wouldn't wear this.
Yeah, no, it's comfortable, so yes. Yeah, I'm good with it, and it's like got a cool like old school feel to it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm good with that. No, I don't think that's any kind of violation. Picking apart, hey, Mikey, miss picking apart your wardrobe like you're performing on the Oscars tonight, opening up the show. Yeah, that's right. That just reminded me, Mike was going to pay for $400 muddy jeans, fake mud. So don't take your fashion advice there. All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you 2 to 6. And our handoff, as always, is brought to you by the Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, you can always visit their website at handtoshouldercenter.com. All right, Anthony back tomorrow on a Wednesday as we creep closer and closer to the football season. It's coming. And we'll have a chance to talk about Jake Arrieta and Patrick Corbin tomorrow. A little action tonight on the diamond. And we'll break it all down once again. Andrew, good job today. Some of your finest work.
Thank you, Jason. All big start for Jake tonight.
Yeah, big start for Jake tonight and good start for Egan today.
Oh, Fanatic Baseball Show tonight at 6.
There you go. Have a great night, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.